Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great with Lonzo with you here on a BEA beautiful Upstate Tuesday morning. But wherever you may be listening around the world, because you, of course, all have the Odyssey app on your phone, don't you? Right? AUDACY. Grab the app. Open it, search the Fan Upstate, click the little heart icon, and when you do, you can go to the station for life at any point, anywhere that you want to. It really is that simple. You go jump on board, you grab the Odyssey app, you search and subscribe to the Fan Upstate, and you can listen to the show live. You can listen to the station live. Any of the incredible stuff that we have going on, it really is that simple. And on top of all of that, you can go back and listen. Look, here it is right here on, for those of you on the stream. There you go. The chapters are up there. That's where you can go back and listen to stuff that we talked about in segments gone by. You can get yourself fully caught up with the show. And OBT Dubs, if that's not good enough for you, if you are so demanding that on demand just isn't on demand enough, well, you can go back on any given day after the show's stellar conclusion. You can go to thefanupstate.com. Go to thefanupstate.com, and in the middle of the page, there's a little button that says podcast. Hover your mouse over that button. There's going to be a little drop-down menu. On that drop-down menu, you will see the name of the two shows, both Wire Number 2 Wire with Cole and Diesel, and the Rob Brown Show. You click on your show of choice, and every hour, along with highlight segments, are posted right there for you so that you can go back and listen at your leisure. We make it that simple for you, ladies and gentlemen. You are just very, very welcome. All right, got a few more things that we need to get into on this radio broadcast. I teased this earlier in the show, and you know what? Screw it. I don't care. Let's do it. I found a list earlier today, a list of movie bad guys who deserved a second chance. Now, here are some of the names that are on the list. And basically, this is bad guys who either weren't bad guys, even though they are called bad guys, but let's be real, plenty of bad guys who you're like, that's not really a bad guy. Plenty of bad guys that you look at and you go, did they really do anything wrong? And plenty of bad guys that you go, good guy, bad execution, right? Like that's a real thing. So here's the list of 15 bad guys compiled by I'm not even entirely sure whom, and the redemption story. And then I want to take that and I want to take it over to sports movies. I want to see if we can come up with some bad guys in the world of sports movies that, maybe we're like misunderstood. Here's the list, Lonzo. Number 15 on this list, Mr. Freeze, as portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Victor Freeze, tonight's forecast, a deep freeze. Can we be real? Mr. Freeze just wanted to save his wife. It is not like he just wanted to save the love of his life. And here come all these outside influences getting all up in his business. If you'd have just left Mr. Freeze alone, he would have saved his wife and everything would have been fine.
Well, he did break the law. I mean, there's a reason why he was in jail.
Victimless crime.
Okay, if you say so. If I recall, he was like stealing money and components and things so he can, you know,
save his wife from dying.
Yeah, but at the same
time, we can say at least it's understandable.
No, I get the reason behind it for sure. And he's been redeemed in several arcs. So, yes.
Number two on the list, portrayed as a bad guy. This might be the definition of definitely not a bad guy. Pierce Brosnan in Mrs. Doubtfire was not a bad guy, was portrayed as a bad guy. All that dude wanted to do was love his new lady and her kids, and instead, psychopathic Robin Williams goes full drag for 2 hours and torments this poor guy. And by the way, I'm just going to say, if she left Robin Williams, and as much as I love Robin Williams, Pierce Brosnan's an upgrade.
Exactly what I was thinking. Probably in every way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, definitely on the looks.
Yeah.
Portion.
My man had his bleep together. On the flip side, there's a reason she left you, Mr. Mrs. Doubtfire. Come on, man, do better. Here's one that I, as a child, don't feel the way I feel now as a grown up adult. This might be the most unnecessarily made villain in comics and, in fairness, in movies. Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace. Dude, they called him the Menace. The kid was called the Menace. And everybody, all Mr. Wilson wanted to do is be left alone. But that rat little kid from next door, who was a hellion of the highest order, a kid so bad that he was called the, not a menace, the menace. All Mr. Wilson wanted to do was be left alone. He is not a bad guy. He's just a regular dude who lived next door to a terrible child.
Hey, Rob, who coined the phrase the menace? That would be Mr. Wilson. So,
Anybody try to stop it? They all went, yeah, Mr. Wilson's got a point. It's just that no other parents in the hood had the rocks to step up and go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, maybe put your kid on a leash. Maybe reel him in a little bit. Maybe don't let him go over there and torment this poor guy who just wants to be left the hell alone, man. Dennis the Menace was the bad guy, hands down. No questions asked. On the list, Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, it's kind of the same thing as Mr. Freeze, right? Dude was willing to undertake a lifetime of torment and suffering to see his wife, and then she did not show up, abandon him. So what is he supposed to do? He was ordained to sail the seven seas aboard the Flying Dutchman and to have sailors pay the penance for crimes that they committed. Part of the ship, part of the crew. Davy Jones was not a bad guy at all.
Yeah, I can't fight that one. Yeah, you're right.
Not at all. Walter Peck from the Ghostbusters. Can we be straight up? The Ghostbusters had like unlicensed nuclear material in a random ass fire station in downtown New York. And my dude never even like pushed on him, like never sent the cops, never sent a SWAT team, never called in the FBI. He literally just said, I'd like to know what's going on. And Bill Murray was like, what if instead I hit you with a few funny quips and then left? That'd be good, right? Walter Peck was a good guy looking out for the residents of that city.
Hey, Walter Peck survived even after getting doused with Marshmallow Man. And he's like the mayor in the latest one. So, I mean, you know, not only did he survive, he succeeded. Whereas the Ghostbusters were shut down. So maybe he won.
Here's next up on the list. How about this one? The landlord from Rent. You ever see Rent? Rent, super, super impactful. Obviously, got a long history of awards and recognition. It should. It's a great story. But can we be real? He let the tenants of that apartment live there rent-free for a year before he came calling to get paid the money he was due. A year. And then they're like singing whole damn songs about how oppressive he is. My guys, I know there's a lot going on in your life and a lot of it is tragic. I'm not saying it's not, but man, he let you live there for free for a year.
You've never done a deal like 6 months, same as cash. And then, you know, after the 6 months, you have to start paying. I mean, it's kind of the deal.
Yeah.
I mean.
For the record, they didn't have that deal. He just knew there was a lot going on and was cool to, like, give them. He's like, I got enough cash. I'll cover you for a little while. He let them live there a year.
Yeah, pay your rent, people.
Before he asked them for the rent.
You know.
As landlords go, that's about as good as you can ask for. About as good as you can ask for.
I don't know, Spider-Man's landlord, the Tobey Maguire thing. He would ask for the rent.
Yeah, but that's just because old girl had the hots for Peter Parker. Which, by the way, can we talk about it? She would have been a way better woman than conceited ass Mary Jane in that series. Worse than Mary Jane.
I agree. She was not wishy washy.
No, she straight up bringing my man fresh baked cookies every day, and for what? For no reason. Just because I want to give you some cookies. I'm going to tell you right now, you find a woman who just every day brings you fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, you wipe that thing up immediately, dude. Immediately. Next up on the list, Squidward from SpongeBob. Can we be real? For years, they have tried to portray Squidward as a... And he is not. He's just a dude who wants to work, make his money, and be left alone. Very much like Mr. Wilson, Squidward is the only good guy in the series.
He does want to play his clarinet, too. I mean,
he fine. Yes. He's got a hobby. Yeah,
he does. No, I agree.
Let him have his hobby.
He needs to smile every once in a while, though. But maybe being left alone makes him smile, I suppose.
Yes! Yeah, Rob Brown's an extrovert. I like going out and being amongst the people. But I'm also going to tell you, there's a lot of days where I go, you know what I want right now? My dog, my cat, my woman, my couch, sports on the TV, leave me the bleep alone.
Yeah, the more we talk, the more I realize I'm like a combination of Squidward and Mr. Wilson.
Yes!
I mean, that's me.
Yes! 100%.
I get all the fun and all the talking to people out of the way at work. When I go home, leave me alone.
Yeah! Pretty much. The Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz. This one's one of the oldest arguments, and it is a good one. Let me get this right. This lady watches a house fall out of the sky, land on and kill her sister, then watches some young pretty girl come out of the house and straight up just start stealing clothing off of my not even cold dead sister's body yet, and you're supposed to make me believe that the Wicked Witch is wicked? Absolutely not.
Dorothy didn't steal the shoes. Glinda put them on her with magic.
Who had the shoes on the feet?
And by the way, she couldn't take them off. She couldn't take them off. So, I mean, you know.
I don't know. Maybe go after Glinda then.
All right, so the other thing is, if the Wicked Witch wasn't so wicked, then why were the Munchkins afraid when she showed up? She'd already been terrorizing. I mean, when you have flying monkeys as...
Same reason as Mr. Wilson. Because if I'm trying to go and I got a bunch of little kids outside going, we are the Munchkins. Shut up, kids. Yeah, it's outside time. Be quiet.
They're not kids. They're full-grown adults. They're just shorter. I think out of all these, This one is the most false because she absolutely is evil.
No, and
she,
not even a little.
She's irredeemable.
Not even a little bit.
She can't even take a bath, dude. I mean, you know, how smelly is she?
That doesn't make you evil. It just makes you stink. There's a difference. Although I do know some people who stink for evil.
I was going to say, some stink that we've smelled building, it's definitely evil.
I've been to some cons. There's some folks that make me go, oh, you're the reason we get made fun of. I get it now. I got it now. I understand now. All right. There's a few more. There's a few on here. I'm like, I'm not going to push back. One guy argues that Loki deserves credit for not being the baddest. Guys, think about this. Think about this. Your brother starts a war. You participate. The king kicks you up out of the kingdom. It makes sense that you would go somewhere else and try to establish yourself. He did it in a crap way, but...
First of all, Joe,
it's understandable.
Wicked is a retcon. And secondly, Loki does redeem himself. It's a different version. Well, both versions redeem themselves.
On the list is, where's the other good ones? Pre-transformation Ebenezer Scrooge. Says he earned his money, and people who owed him knew they would have to repay their loans when they signed. Sure, he could have been more generous with his wealth, but when generosity becomes an expectation, it ceases to be generosity, which I think is very fair, TBH. I think it's fair.
No, poor Tiny Tim.
I mean, is nobody going to beat up on Bob Cratchit for allowing that to be the case?
What, for working in that place because he can't get another job?
He was a terrible boss.
I mean, he's not a good boss.
Sid from Toy Story. Guy says, realize now as an adult how weird it is for a child to be demonized for altering his toys. It was creative. Stealing from his sister and messing with fireworks is bad, but I don't think kids modifying toys should be treated as such. Could not agree more.
Okay,
lighting your G.I. Joes up with an M90 is completely and totally normal. He did not know those toys were alive.
All right, that's fine, but some of the other disfigured putting things on different bodies and stuff is a little disturbing.
Did you never do that as a kid?
No, and it might be ritualistic. I'm not sure.
It's not you're going in way on the deep
Sid
end here.
The serial killer is not a stretch.
You're going way off the deep end.
That's where those kids start.
No, it is not.
First it's the toys, then it's animal mutilation. Then they're worshiping Satan in their backyard.
And those are the only three steps, people.
There's a fourth step.
If you ever look and see your kid take the arm off a Barbie doll, just know the death penalty's in play. Because those are the three steps. It is toys, animals, Satan, murder.
You can fix it. It's called an exorcism.
Ted was fine. Sid was fine. He was fine. He was a kid.
Ted's the name he uses now. His last name was Bundy.
Here's one. Ivan Drago. Ivan Drago was a boxer who was boxing. That was literally his job. He was doing what he was supposed to do. If they're going to keep the match going, he never broke a rule. He never cheated. No low blows. No shots to the back of the head. There was none of that. Ivan Drago was just a boxer and nothing else. Nothing else. Ivan Drago.
No, he was built by the Russians, and there were some nefarious things going on.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was. There was.
What was nefarious?
I'm not sure about the drug testing. That's all I'm saying. I wasn't really big back in that day. So the drug testing, they probably got by with some stuff. Cutting edge technology, ways to get around testing to make sure that their boxer is able to. Not a bad guy. He killed Apollo Creed. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
That sounds like a bad guy to me.
Mike Tyson threatened to eat babies.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it.
Yeah, and I don't think he meant it.
What, who, Ivan Drago? Yeah. He absolutely meant it.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
Ivan Drago was just a boxer being a boxer. All right. So there's a list. There's a few more on there I don't get to. By the way, my favorite thing, I got this as I got to be an adult. When Sid took the Barbie doll legs and then he put a fishing reel up on the top of it, he made a hooker.
I got nothing over here.
All right. Sports movies. Let's do the same thing. Sports movies. Who are bad guys in sports movies that were not bad guys? Who are bad guys in sports movies that were not bad guys? 844-326-3663 is the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone. Text us at 71307, 71307. Who are bad guys in sports movies that aren't really bad guys? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, Rob Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the broadcast on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. Text us on the text line, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. Sports villains who ain't villains. Sports villains who are labeled villains but really aren't. Lonzo and I both gave you a couple back at the beginning of the show. I went Kevin O'Shea, Al Bundy from the Little Giants. Not a bad guy. He was asked to coach a Little League team. He was trying to instill into those kids lessons about both life and football. And he had the audacity to not select a bunch of uncompetitive nerds to his football team. I got news. One of the lessons that is learned through sports is that not everything is for everybody. You don't get just to do everything you want because you're a plucky little underdog. Sometimes you're just not good and you don't get to do the thing. That's how it works. I wanted to date the head cheerleader. Turns out I didn't get to. I wasn't the captain of the basketball team.
Maybe with a little effort, maybe you
no,
could have been.
I put in way too much effort. In retrospect, 40-year-old Rob would look 16-year-old Rob in the face and be like, dude, you are trying way too hard. See, because it turned out, and I learned this detail years down the road, the girl who was student body president was interested in Rob Brown for like 3 years, and she would have been way better wife up material.
Did she wear glasses?
She did not.
Oh, because that would have made it better for me. But
could have had our dadgummit. What's the glow up movie? 500 Days of Summer or whatever. Could have had that. No. Rob Brown put in so much effort with a head cheerleader that he missed out on opportunities with other girls who were better.
You've just named every teen movie ever made.
Yeah, that's fair.
Except for in the end, usually it's
me who learns the lesson.
Yes, but
about accepting people for who they are.
Well, you have learned it, but it's a little too late for that part.
All right. Texter says Clubber Lang. Not a bad guy. Clubber Lang was not a bad guy. Clubber Lang was a guy trying to fight his way out of obscurity to the tops
and was willing
to throw blows for it.
Hey, woman, why don't you come over to my house? I'll show you what a real man is.
I mean, if you are trying to get into the head of the bad guy, that's a damn good way to do it.
That's a bad guy move. It's definitely a bad guy move.
Still, listen, we have heard IRL fighters say worse lines than that, right? Like constantly.
I don't know.
That's not bad.
It was Talia Shire, too, and she was, that's just, anyway.
Texter says, Shooter McGavin, not a bad guy. Shooter.
It was his time. You know, it was his time.
It was my time.
It was his time, and he got usurped.
And he had to hit it off of Frankenstein's fat foot. You know what? You're not wrong about Shooter McGavin. You're not. Shooter McGavin was a pro's pro, was on top of the game, and out of nowhere comes this hockey jersey wearing cretin and all of his goof ass friends. Listen, I got no problem when an athlete doesn't give in to the peer pressure of this is how you do it. Like, no problem. All right. This is why I didn't mind Tiger Woods doing the fist pump and the shouting and the intimidating on the course. Like, good. It's different. It's new. It's fun. Whatever. What you can have is people who are out there violating how golf works. You want to yell hoot and holler after a shot? Great. Can't do it while the guy's playing.
Does that make Judge Smells a good guy then? From Caddyshack?
No, because that dude wasn't going after pro golfers in the name of competition.
Well, no, I mean,
that guy was making life hell on a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, but that's a part of growing up. And the other no, he wasn't. He was not. He was just trying to have his normal day. And then Rodney Dangerfield had to come along and ruin everything.
Oh, nice suit. Come with a bowl of soup.
Yeah, just because he also had money and they couldn't deny him. And the golf course was hurting for money. They had to allow someone like Rodney Dangerfield on there and all of his antics.
Can we also go ahead and just put out there
that was a nice boat. And then what did Rodney Dangerfield do? I mean, you know, it was.
So then Rodney Dangerfield's the villain.
Yeah, but Smells is made to be the bad guy.
Also,
in the movie.
More importantly, can we talk about the fact that Lacey Underall might be the greatest movie name?
Oh, it was amazing.
Lacey Underall is untouchable.
It was.
Texas says the dog from the Sandlot ended up being a nice dog. Yes, of course. Of course. This is a very good boy. My man was just out there protecting his territory as Darth Vader asked him to. All right? That's a good one. Texter said, Shooter, oh, I did forget about this detail. He said, Shooter paid a guy to run over somebody else with a car. Definitely a bad guy. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I take it back.
It's hard to be redeemed from that.
Yeah, I take it back. You're right. That's a bad move. Had Shooter just gone out there and complained about the Happy Gilmore fan element on the course, Shooter McGavin could have been a sympathetic character, but you are correct. You are correct. That's fair. All right. Let's see. Coach Devine and Rudy is not a villain. He's made out to be some dictator of a coach. He did not promise Rudy anything, but is held to a promise another coach had made, but it made him appear so unreasonable that the entire team basically has a mutiny to allow Rudy to dress. Rudy wasn't entitled to anything, and Devine isn't held to a promise someone else made. A freaking men. Amen. Good take. Good take and correct.
I don't know. Steven says Johnny Lawrence was misguided, not a bad guy from Karate Kid. I don't know. He was kind of He was being led by the head of Cobra Kai and was I don't know.
And of course, you know the most controversial part of Karate Kid. The crane kick was illegal.
Yeah, well,
by the rule of the tournament that they even had the referee say out loud. It wasn't like on a sign in the background. He out loud said, no forward high kicks. You can't do that. And then they just let him win the tournament. No, Daniel-san. You do not get the trophy. You cheated to win. Cobra, you got to give Cobra Kai this. Were they ruthless? Yes. Were they violent? Yes. Were they vicious? Yes. Were they cheaters?
Put them in a body bag.
Were they cheaters?
Sweep the leg. Yes.
They were not.
Sweeping the leg, it was cheating. Yes. Sweeping the leg was cheating.
I don't believe the leg sweep was outlawed, was it?
Yeah. Sweeping the leg was cheating. And then later on, go for the leg was cheating. You already knew he was hurt. Yes.
How's that cheating? It's a fight.
Dude, they took points away for that.
Weak. Jesus Quintana from the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, still never seen it.
I'm disengaging from you right now.
Whatever. I mean, you like movie about stoners.
It's a great movie. It is a phenomenal. It is not about stoners. It has a stoner in it, but it is not about stoners.
Is he not the focus of the movie?
Yes, but it is what's the movie I'm thinking of with James Franco in it? That is definitely about stoners.
I thought you would bring up like a Cheech and Chong movie.
Or any of those.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. Quintana is he's the villain in the bowling league, but he's not a bad guy. He's just a damn good and cocky bowler. There's nothing wrong with that. All right? Not a bad guy.
Who is
not
a bad guy by? At all.
Damn old, what's his name? That's in so many other great movies, whose name I'm blanking on right now.
Oh, that guy.
No. You're going to know it as soon as I say it. You're going to be like, how'd you forget that guy? John Turturro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Transformers.
Robots.
The Batman. Yeah, he's been in a few things I've seen.
Correct. All right. Rachel Phelps in Major League, owner. This is interesting because this one translates. Pineapple Express. Thank you, Texter. Pineapple Express, a movie about stoners. Great movie, too. Hilarious. Rachel Phelps in Major League is just John Fisher, the movie version. John Fisher, the actual owner of the actual A's, who is doing the exact same thing she tried to do. Make the team suck intentionally, blow it up from the inside, and make it easier to move the team elsewhere. The question is that a bad guy move? Because it's her team. She's got the right to do it. She's absolutely allowed to do it. But is she the bad guy? I don't know. I say yes. Because when you intentionally hurt tens of thousands of fans to make a few bucks, yeah, it ethically questionable, if not legally. Anyway, keep them coming. Do you have any more sports movie bad guys?
All right, I got one.
Who weren't bad guys?
Thunderlips and Rocky.
The scene where he breaks kayfabe to Rocky after the fight has got to be one of the greatest thing that's ever happened. Got to be one of the great. How about somebody on the stream suggested White Goodman from Dodgeball? You know what? That's not a bad play.
No, we just talked about it. We
talked about it on the stream.
Yeah, we did. You're right. But he was not a good guy.
Bud Kilmer, Varsity Blues. John Voight's character in Varsity Blues. Again, hard-nosed football coach.
Yeah, but
won not, all the games.
Not necessarily a bad guy. I guess he just coached a certain way.
He did. Which is for some guys.
All my coaches were that guy. So
is for some guys, is not for others. All right, give me more sports bad guys who ain't really bad guys. When we come back, we will go through the rest of y'all's list as well as actual sports things we haven't gotten to yet. It's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Somebody just sent me a video. Apparently at a Rangers game. Well, I can't. Okay. It's on my phone. I didn't know it was going to start playing. Somebody sent me a video during the break at a Major League Baseball game of a mariachi band playing Higher by Creed as a mariachi man. I want you all to know that's going to be the ringtone on my phone for a couple of months. That's just spectacular. That's the height of human achievement, in my opinion.
How are you going to be like a week or two before that concert? I mean,
obnoxious.
Yeah. I'm saying that like it's that far away, which it's not.
Obnoxious. It's the most excited I've been for it with all the great music we have come through here. And it is, we are very fortunate in the music scene. We're fortunate enough that we get to be a stop for the big tours, even if it is a weeknight stop, right? But with all the great venue, great music we've come through in these great venues, it's the most excited I've been for a concert, and I can't tell you how long.
See, I hate being that guy, but what if it rains?
Shut up is what happens. Why don't you shut up?
No,
Why don't you stop?
Do they still do the concert?
Why don't you stop?
And are
why don't you stop putting it out in the universe?
Are you willing to? Sit through a monsoon to watch Korea?
If they are willing to play in it, I'm willing to sit and listen to it. Absolutely, 100%. Again, you know what I am? I am like the preteens over Taylor Swift right now. This is my Eras Tour. We're taking it back to the college era of the Rob Brown Eras Tour. That's what this is.
Should I watch you and Keegan and the guys to see how I'm supposed to act at a rock concert?
No.
Okay.
Do not attempt to emulate us, Lonzo. You've waited too far in life to try to party like we're going to party that night.
Keegan, you'd lose unless you're just if you're mud wrestling Rob, you might win. I mean, but
no, you know. No, good vibes only. All right, there's no wrestling going on at all.
If it rains, we mud wrestle.
No,
so I mean,
no, we sit there and we listen to the to the wonderful music of Creed,
which we can definitely mud wrestle to that for sure.
All right, I'm not talking about mud wrestling with the fellas anymore. We're moving on.
While Weathered is
moving on.
While Weathered is playing, if they play Weathered, I'll take any of you out. All right?
All right, Lonzo wants to mud wrestle at the Creed concert. That's what we're taking from this. So, remember when we were talking about the Bravos earlier in the week?
Rob doesn't because he lose.
Yeah, that's why. That's definitely why. When we were talking about the Braves a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of folks out there that have takes on what's gone wrong with Atlanta. And again, there's been a minute turnaround in the standings, pardon me, for the Atlanta Braves over in the National League. The Braves are now 8 games back. They did have it at 6.5 at one point. They are 7-3 in their last 10. A minute turnaround for Atlanta. But I floated the thought that how does an offense that was by far and away the best offense in Major League Baseball last year, an offense last year that scored a historic number of runs, suddenly end up in a spot where they are hovering at 10 games over 500? And I floated a theory that I got some flack for.
So it wasn't working, and I had to make sure it was working. That just happened to be the one that maybe talking about your panic that you had like a couple weeks ago.
That's not the one I wanted to push either. There it is. So how does a team that had a historic offense last year be so pedestrian this year, be hanging around in middle to bottom third of most offensive statistical categories this year? And I floated my conspiracy theory that Major League Baseball may have deadened the baseballs a little bit this offseason, may have taken a little juice, a little spring out of the rock this offseason, because between the Dodgers and the Braves and the Diamondbacks, et cetera, last year, there were a lot of games that felt more like a home run derby than felt like a baseball game. And that is problematic if you built your team to thrive with the old baseballs, which were more springy, because you built a power offense, as Atlanta did. So if they deaden the baseball a little bit, it should hamper you, right? And the answer is, yeah, theoretically. But, again, looking up and down the National League, there are now 6. We just got to 6 teams that are plus 500. The Phillies have the best record in the National League right now at 52-26. They are a game and a half better than the Yankees, who are 52-28. The Braves are plus 500 at 43-33. The Brewers at 46-33, the Cardinals at 40-37, the Dodgers at 49-31, and the Padres at 42-41 just climbed over 500. Last week, there were 4 teams in baseball over 500. 2 from the NL East, 1 from the Central, 1 from the West. Well, somebody went and did an analysis on what the baseball looks like right now. As of this weekend, this was the 6th worst season in MLB history in terms of average number of hits per game. This year, up to the weekend, I have not included yesterday's numbers in this. I can't imagine they'd change all that dramatically. Up through Sunday, Major League Baseball games were averaging 8.12 hits per game. That is the 6th worst in terms of an hit per game rate in the history of baseball. In 1906, they averaged 8.04. In 1907, they averaged 8 even. In 1909, 7.92 hits per game. In 1968, 7.91 hits per game. And in 1908, 7.76 hits per game. 0 years. Forget within my lifetime, 0 years within my parents' lifetime have ever seen a hit rate this low across all of Major League Baseball. Not a season since the late 60s has baseball seen this few hits per game. So last night was a great night in sports. Rob Brown had game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals on. Rob Brown had game 3 of the College World Series on. And Rob Brown had on Braves Cardinals. And I watched this game. There were a couple of things that happened. Number one, there was a Schwellenbach pitch that should have been a strike that would have ended an inning that was called a ball right down the middle that would have prevented the Cardinals from scoring 2 runs and likely winning the game. Number two, for about the 6th game this year, I watched 2 off the top of my head that I can remember. There may have been more. Long shots from the Bravos that got caught on the warning track. Shots that it felt like Matty Olson, with the exact same swing and the exact same mechanics last year, was sending 3, 4, 5 rows deep at whatever stadium he was playing at. Last night, same swing, same mechanics, but the ball's dying at the warning track. So the fact that we have the lowest hits per game rate since the 1960s, and 1968 was the lowest rate since 1909, I'm pretty confident saying that what I floated initially as a conspiracy theory, I now actually think is true. I now actually think it's true. Now, pitching is getting better. Pitching is getting better. Pitching is more diverse. It is more advanced than ever before. There is a science behind throwing the baseball that has never existed before. But while we are in what may be considered the new golden era of pitching, and I think that that's fair to say, did pitching improve that dramatically from last year to this year? Did pitching suddenly get to a next level between last year and next year? Or, as Zach just pointed out on the stream, did Ozzie's fly out at the wall in which he got, if you know ball, every damn bit of the barrel on the ball and it just died at the track? I got to tell you, I floated it as a conspiracy theory, and now I think I'm actually a damn genius.
Come on, you already thought you were a genius before.
I did, but now I think so even more.
Okay, all right. It's a confirmation. That's what it is, confirmation. All right, time to ask Rob what is going on by asking him what the X is going on. The first thing that's Xing yo is Pat McAfee.
So, interesting enough, yesterday a big day for WWE as it was announced. We couldn't figure out why WrestleMania had not been announced its locale yet. We found out yesterday it is because apparently WWE in the state of Indiana just signed a massive deal that is going to have 3 pay-per-views all at Lucas Oil, one of which is WrestleMania 25. Well, last night, Raw was in Indy, as you would think, the day they make that announcement. And you would also think that Indianapolis Colts legend Pat McAfee and current WWE ring announcer slash play-by-play guy would be there. McAfee was not there last night.
Especially after Triple H was on his show, Michael Cole was on his show. A lot of speculation as to why, but apparently it was a family emergency.
Yeah, and you hate to hear it. Hope it wasn't anything crazy serious. Family first. It's just wrestling. There'll be plenty more shows in Indy, especially now that WrestleMania, actually not just any 3 pay-per-views, but like three of the four, three of the big four, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, and SummerSlam, all headed to Indy. So a little bit surprising. And of course, based on the fact that they did a little Wyatt Six tease on the McAfee show earlier this week, I kind of wondered if it was going to be. It may still be wrapped into a storyline.
Well, they'll use that. I mean, especially because they kept asking during the broadcast, where is Pat McAfee? We don't know where he is. And then Wyatt Six showed up. I mean, of course you play it into a storyline, but it's also the fact that all the rewrites that they've had to deal with through the McMahon, you know, the last 10 years probably made them a little more ready for something like this. But Michael Cole was out there for the majority of the show by himself.
Yep. Started with The Miz and then friend of the show and absolute wrestling icon, R-Truth. Just, you know, once again, fell under the spell of Liv Morgan and agreed to a title match. Now, I'll be real. I watched, after the Stanley Cup, I watched up to the Bo Dallas Uncle Howdy promo, and then I bailed out and went to bed, so I don't know what happened at the end.
By the way, one of the best, that's the best thing Bo Dallas has ever done.
It was pretty good.
It really was. All right.
I'm iffy on this angle. I'm a little worried about how they're going to tiptoe the line between mass murderers and supernatural weirdos.
Did nobody die? Did nobody die?
Good luck, Chad, getting the dub last night.
As Triple H said on the Pat McAfee show, he's like, yeah, there's some people out there saying it was a gunshot wound and everything. He's like, Just hold up, people. It's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling. I mean, come on.
It's wrestling. And, of course, as we try to tell you all the time, professional wrestling is cool. Which I lost that clip. Where'd my clip go?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoa. He lost the clip. Whoa.
Seriously, though, where'd my clip go?
I don't know. You've got a lot over there.
There it is. I changed color. I had all my wrestling smack talk clips are red, but that one's blue.
See, I moved all my wrestling clips to the right. So one row all the way, a column is nothing but wrestling clips. So there you go. All right, the last thing, Liv Morgan was trendy, but you already took care of that. And the last thing is Taco Tuesday.
Let's all celebrate. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with a little Taco Tuesday.
I actually was just doing that as a reminder.
Because we're going to eat tacos.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you all to look whatever is bothering you today in the face, whatever issue you got with the boss or whatever your issue is, I want you to look him in the face and I want you to adopt the JJ Redick mentality. I don't give a... And have yourselves a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Don't do that.
Hayton S. Mario joins us tomorrow as well as some other fun and shenanigans when we return on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody just sent me a video. Apparently at a Rangers, I think it's a Rangers game. Well, I can't. Okay. It's on my phone. I didn't know it was going to start playing. Somebody sent me a video during the break at a Major League Baseball game of a mariachi band. playing Higher by Creed as a mariachi man. I want you all to know that's going to be the ringtone on my phone for a couple of months. That's just spectacular. That's the height of human achievement, in my opinion.
How are you going to be like a week or two before that concert? I mean,
obnoxious.
Yeah. I'm saying that like it's that far away, which it's not.
Obnoxious. It's the most excited I've been for it with all the great music we have come through here. And it is, we are very fortunate in the music scene. We're fortunate enough that we get to be a stop for the big tours, even if it is a weeknight stop, right? But with all the great venue, great music we've come through in these great venues, it's the most excited I've been for a concert, and I can't tell you how long.
See, I hate being that guy, but what if it rains?
Shut up is what happens. Why don't you shut up? No, Why don't you stop?
Do they still do the concert?
Why don't you stop?
And are
why don't you stop putting it out in the universe?
Are you willing to sit through a monsoon to watch Korea?
If they are willing to play in it, I'm willing to sit and listen to it. Absolutely. 100%. Again, you know what I am? I am like the preteens over Taylor Swift right now. This is my Eras Tour. We're taking it back to the college era of the Rob Brown Eras Tour. That's what this is.
Should I watch you and Keegan and the guys to see how I'm supposed to act at a rock concert?
No.
Okay.
Do not attempt to emulate us, Lonzo. You've waited too far in life to try to party like we're going to party that night.
Keegan, you'd lose unless you're just if you're mud wrestling Rob, you might win. I mean, but
no, you know. No, good vibes only. All right, there's no wrestling going on at all.
If it rains, we mud wrestle.
No.
So I mean.
No, we sit there and listen to the to the wonderful music of Creed.
Which we can definitely mud wrestle to that, for sure.
All right, I'm not talking about mud wrestling with the fellas anymore. We're moving on.
While Weathered is playing, if they play Weathered, I'll take any of you out. All right?
All right, Lonzo wants to mud wrestle at the Creed concert. That's what we're taking from this. So, remember when we were talking about the Bravos earlier in the week.
Rob doesn't because he lose.
Yeah, that's why. That's definitely why. When we were talking about the Braves a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of folks out there that have takes on what's gone wrong with Atlanta. And again, there's been a minute turnaround in the standings, pardon me, for the Atlanta Braves over in the National League. The Braves are now 8 games back. They did have it at 6.5 at one point. They are 7-3 in their last 10. A minute turnaround for Atlanta. But I floated the thought that how does an offense that was by far and away the best offense in Major League Baseball last year, an offense last year that scored a historic number of runs, suddenly end up in a spot where they are hovering at 10 games over 500. And I floated a theory that I got some flack for.
So it wasn't working, and I had to make sure it was working. That just happened to be the one that maybe talking about your panic that you had like a couple weeks ago.
That's not the one I wanted to push either. There it is. So, how does a team that had a historic offense last year be so pedestrian this year? Be hanging around in middle to bottom third of most offensive statistical categories this year? And I floated my conspiracy theory that Major League Baseball may have deadened the baseballs a little bit this offseason. May have taken a little juice, a little spring out of the rock this offseason. Because between the Dodgers and the Braves and the Diamondbacks, etc. last year, there were a lot of games that felt more like a home run derby than felt like a baseball game. And that is problematic if you built your team to thrive with the old baseballs, which were more springy, because you built a power offense, as Atlanta did. So if they deaden the baseball a little bit, it should hamper you, right? And the answer is, yeah, theoretically. But, again, looking up and down the National League, there are now six. We just got to six teams that are plus 500. The Phillies have the best record in the National League right now at 52-26. They are a game and a half better than the Yankees, who are 52-28. The Braves are plus 500 at 43-33. The Brewers at 46-33. The Cardinals at 40-37. The Dodgers at 49-31. And the Padres at 42-41 just climbed over 500. Last week, there were four teams in baseball over 500. Two from the NL East, one from the Central, one from the West. Well, somebody went and did an analysis on what the baseball looks like right now. As of this weekend, this was the sixth worst season in MLB history in terms of average number of hits per game. This year, up to the weekend, I have not included yesterday's numbers in this. I can't imagine they'd change all that dramatically. Yesterday, up through Sunday, Major League Baseball games were averaging 8.12 hits per game. That is the sixth worst in terms of an hit per game rate in the history of baseball. In 1906, they averaged 8.04. In 1907, they averaged 8 even. In 1909, 7.92 hits per game. In 1968, 7.91 hits per game. And in 1908, 7.76 hits per game. 0 years. Forget within my lifetime, 0 years within my parents' lifetime have ever seen a hit rate this low across all of Major League Baseball. Not a season since the late 60s has baseball seen this few hits per game. So last night was a great night in sports. Rob Brown had game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals on. Rob Brown had game 3 of the College World Series on. And Rob Brown had on Braves Cardinals. And I watched this game. There were a couple of things that happened. Number one, there was a Schwellenbach pitch that should have been a strike that would have ended an inning that was called a ball right down the middle that would have prevented the Cardinals from scoring two runs and likely winning the game. Number two, for about the sixth game this year, I watched two off the top of my head that I can remember. There may have been more. Long shots from the Bravos that got caught on the warning track. Shots that it felt like Matty Olson, with the exact same swing and the exact same mechanics last year, was sending 3, 4, 5 rows deep at whatever stadium he was playing at. Last night, same swing, same mechanics, but the ball's dying at the warning track. So the fact that we have the lowest hits per game rate since the 1960s, and 1968 was the lowest rate since 1909, I'm pretty confident saying that what I floated initially as a conspiracy theory, I now actually think is true. I now actually think it's true. Now, pitching is getting better. Pitching is more diverse. It is more advanced than ever before. There is a science behind throwing the baseball that has never existed before. But while we are in what may be considered the new golden era of pitching, and I think that that's fair to say, did pitching improve that dramatically from last year to this year? Did pitching suddenly get to a next level between last year and next year? Or, as Zach just pointed out on the stream, did Ozzie's fly out at the wall, in which he got, if you know ball, every damn bit of the barrel on the ball, and it just died at the track? I got to tell you, I floated it as a conspiracy theory, and now I think I'm actually a damn genius.
Come on, you already thought you were a genius before.
I did, but now I think so even more.
Okay, all right. It's a confirmation. That's what it is, confirmation. All right, time to ask Rob what is going on by asking him what the X is going on. The first thing that's Xing yo is Pat McAfee.
So, interesting enough, yesterday a big day for WWE as it was announced. We couldn't figure out why WrestleMania had not been announced its locale yet. We found out yesterday it is because apparently WWE in the state of Indiana just signed a massive deal that is going to have three pay-per-views all at Lucas Oil, one of which is WrestleMania 25. Well, last night, Raw was in Indy, as you would think, the day they make that announcement. And you would also think that Indianapolis Colts legend Pat McAfee and current WWE ring announcer slash play-by-play guy would be there. McAfee was not there last night.
Especially after Triple H was on his show, Michael Cole was on his show. A lot of speculation as to why, but apparently it was a family emergency.
Yeah, and you hate to hear it. Hope it wasn't anything crazy serious. Family first. It's just wrestling. There'll be plenty more shows in Indy, especially now that WrestleMania, actually not just any three pay-per-views, but like three of the big four, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, and SummerSlam, all headed to Indy. So a little bit surprising. And of course, based on the fact that they did a little Wyatt Six tease on the McAfee show earlier this week, I kind of wondered if it was going to be. It may still be wrapped into a storyline.
Well, they'll use that. I mean, especially because they kept asking during the broadcast, where is Pat McAfee? We don't know where he is. And then Wyatt Six showed up. I mean, of course you play it into a storyline, but it's also the fact that all the rewrites that they've had to deal with through the McMahon, you know, the last 10 years probably made them a little more ready for something like this. But Michael Cole was out there for the majority of the show by himself.
Yep. Started with The Miz and then friend of the show and absolute wrestling icon, R-Truth. Just, you know, once again, fell under the spell of Liv Morgan and agreed to a title match. Now, I'll be real. I watched, after the Stanley Cup, I watched up to the Bo Dallas Uncle Howdy promo, and then I bailed out and went to bed, so I don't know what happened at the end.
By the way, one of the best, that's the best thing Bo Dallas has ever done.
It was pretty good.
It really was. All right.
I'm iffy on this angle. I'm a little worried about how they're going to tiptoe the line between mass murderers and supernatural weirdos.
Did nobody die?
Good luck, Chad, getting the dub last night.
As Triple H said on the Pat McAfee show, he's like, yeah, there's some people out there saying it was a gunshot wound and everything. He's like, Just hold up, people. It's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling. I mean, come on.
It's wrestling. And, of course, as we try to tell you all the time, professional wrestling is cool. Which I lost that clip. Where'd my clip go?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoa. He lost the clip. Whoa.
Seriously, though, where'd my clip go?
I don't know. You've got a lot over there.
There it is. I changed color. I had all my wrestling smack talk clips are red, but that one's blue.
See, I moved all my wrestling clips to the right. So one row all the way, a column is nothing but wrestling clips. So there you go. All right. The last thing, Liv Morgan was trending, but you already took care of that. And the last thing is Taco Tuesday.
Let's all celebrate. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with a little Taco Tuesday.
I actually was just doing that as a reminder.
Because we're going to eat tacos.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you all to look whatever is bothering you today in the face, whatever issue you got with the boss or whatever your issue is, I want you to look him in the face and I want you to adopt the J.J. Redick mentality. I don't give a... And have yourselves a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Don't do that.
Hayden Ask Mario joins us tomorrow as well as some other fun and shenanigans when we return on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.